Claire Billings sat in the attorney's office waiting room, awaiting her brother Randolph. Her head was spinning since everything had happened so quickly. 5 days ago, the local sheriff informed Claire that her parents had perished on the train that crashed near Somerset, Pennsylvania. She hadn't even heard there had been a train wreck. She'd been prepared to pick them up at the Pittsburgh train depot at 5 in the afternoon. 2 days later, Randolph had arrived from Hagerstown, Maryland, where he ran a law office. He spent most of his visit examining and evaluating the Billings family possessions and property. He shed no tears for their parents. It seemed to Claire that Randolph had changed since he'd married Evelyn Cunningham. Before he'd left home for college, he'd been her sweet and handsome brother. A few years after graduation, he'd opened a practice in Hagerstown and met Evelyn. Now he was cold and materialistic. Could a person's nature be changed by their marriage partner? Or had he always been that way, and she just hadn't noticed it? When Randolph finally arrived at the attorney's office, Claire knew why he'd been detained. He had brought Evelyn with him. He must have met her at the train depot. Claire didn't know Evelyn well, but the few times she'd been with her, she hadn't been impressed. She'd come from a middle-class family, and it hadn't taken her long to rub elbows with the Hagerstown elite. She stood when they entered the waiting room. "Hello, Randolph. Evelyn?"
"I'm sorry," Randolph said. "Evelyn's train arrived late."
Evelyn sighed as she brushed the dust from her skirt. "Just what I wanted to do, take a train after one had just crashed on the very same tracks." Claire approached the lawyer's secretary and told him they were ready whenever Mr. Avery was. "I'll check, but I think he's ready for you." The man disappeared into a door down the short hall and then returned. "Yes, come this way, please." The attorney sat at a huge, shiny mahogany desk with papers scattered all over the top. Claire wondered how he was able to find anything. Then he opened up the filing cabinet behind his desk, removed a folder, and read Henry and Wilma Billings' will to Randolph, Claire, and Evelyn. Claire wasn't too disappointed that her parents had left everything to her brother. That's the way things had always been done in their family. The oldest son inherited everything. She hated the smirk on Evelyn's face, though. Once out on the busy Pittsburgh street, Randolph hired a hansom cab, and they rode the few blocks to their family's palatial home. Just 3 months earlier, Henry Billings had retired as the president of the Commonwealth Bank after 30 years. Claire remained silent as her brother took over the household. He called the servants into the parlor and told them the house would be sold and they wouldn't be needed effective immediately. He agreed to give them all severance pay and a reference. Clara, Claire's maid, gave her a sad look, but there was nothing she could do about it except wonder how she'd dress and do her hair without Clara. In fact, what would Claire do, and where would she live? As if reading her mind, Randolph approached her after the servants had left the room. "You, my dear sister, have nothing to worry about. You are free to live with Evelyn and me in Hagerstown. Our home is certainly large enough." He turned to his wife. "Right, Evelyn?" Evelyn played with her black gloves, then looked up at Claire.
"We haven't discussed this subject yet, but as my husband said, you are welcome to our home. I have a lovely attic room where you'll have privacy, and it will feel like your own apartment."
She smiled sweetly.
Randolph swung around to face his wife. "What about one of our many guest rooms, my dear? Why the attic?"
Evelyn chuckled beneath her breath, as if his question were asinine.
"Why, Randy, you know why they are called guest rooms, don't you? They are for short-term guests, not live-in residents."
Her last sentence was said with finality. Randolph turned to Claire. "The attic is very nice. It's not dusty or full of cobwebs like some attics. It's colorful, with windows that open to allow a breeze to flow through." Having said that, Randolph turned toward the doorway. "The servants are awaiting their pay. Excuse me." It seemed to Claire he couldn't escape the room fast enough.
"You are family, Claire, and very welcome," Evelyn chuckled. "But there will be rules in our household."